Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Employee Appreciation Day, Tony. You want to give a shout out to any of our staff?
Tony Kornheiser, I would if I knew their names. I think there's Larry and Freddie and Janie. Does that sound familiar to you, Larry and Freddie and Janie? Or
Mo, something Larry, like that. Chef.
Yeah, no, maybe. No, not Mo, Larry, and Curly.
No, not Mo, Larry, Chef.
Maybe that was
Curly.
Another
I'm
show
teasing.
I worked on.
Teasing.
Welcome
teasing.
To PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, is it important to Coach K to win it all? Could the baseball talks be back on? And Brian Windhorst joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today not with the Lakers losing again because they're done, but with the Warriors losing again. Dallas beat them last night. This was the Warriors' third straight loss, 7th in their last 9 games. Draymond Green has been out for 26 straight games now with a back injury. And in those 26 games, the Warriors are 14-12. Wilbon, is it as simple as saying this is about Green's absence, or is it something deeper?
No, yes, Tony, it is that simple. Green's absence coincides, but it's not coincidental. Now, that doesn't mean the solution is as simple as putting Green back in the lineup when he's been out that long. Now, this is a little different than, say, Kevin Durant being out with a team that hadn't even played together. They didn't even introduce themselves to Ben Simmons yet. That's a little different. Draymond Green has played in this culture with these guys, specifically the core of them, for years now. It's been going on, what, 6, 7 years?
Yep.
They've played together longer than that. So, but it is, Tone, defensively, the Warriors just can't keep up with better teams, particularly now that you're going a second or third time through those opponents, and they know it's like going through a lineup if you're a pitcher, and they say, wait, we know how to attack this. Teams know how to attack the Warriors. They're doing so successfully, and they got to get Draymond Green back. To hear Steve Kerr admit that on the record so definitively last night after the game, they got to get him back, and then it still may take some time.
I'm going to take a slightly different tack. I'm going to talk about shooting, and I'm going to talk about Steph Curry for a second. Steph Curry last night had no points in the fourth quarter. None, zero. It's only the third time in his entire NBA career that he was held scoreless in any quarter, and the first time ever in the fourth quarter. And, Mike, we're not talking about 40 games here. This is 820 regular season games. More concerning to someone like me would be the fact that Steph Curry attempted no shots in the fourth quarter. I don't think a team like the Warriors can win if the greatest shooter of all time attempts no shots. His percentage this year from three, Mike, is 37.8. That is catastrophically lower than his career percentage of 42.8. And I'm going to go to Klay Thompson, who I know is coming back from injury. But his 37.7% from three is 4 down from his 41.8%. So if you put Draymond Green back, and he's a great facilitator and a great player, everybody, even though he's the master of the triple single, he's really critical. But if your two best shooters are both having their worst shooting seasons, then it's deeper than just Draymond Green,
Tony,
right?
They're having their worst shooting seasons because Draymond Green's not there. Draymond Green's the point
guard. It's that simple.
Draymond Green allows them to get those shots and those looks. If you look at Steph Curry's percentage from when Draymond Green was in and how it's come down in the 26 games without him there, and obviously Klay has played the entire time without him, Tony, both sides of the ball, yes, defensively is more important to Draymond Green because he may be the best defender in the league. He was before he went out. But offensively, they have got to have Draymond Green, both sides of the ball. It is. Now, they may not jump back to their previous perch the moment he gets back, but they got to have him. And those two guys shooting, yes, that's on Draymond as well. Let's move to this afternoon, partially on Draymond. Let's move to this afternoon's developments. In the baseball negotiations, Buster Olney reports that the players are willing to put a 14-team postseason back on the table, up from 12, if the owners are willing to raise their competitive balance tax threshold from the proposed $220 million closer to the players' proposed $238 million. Olney says both sides are hopeful this could lead to a breakthrough. Tony, are you hopeful.
Yes, I would be hopeful. I mean, I think it's very good that the players came back with a proposal. They could have walked and not come back with a proposal. I think it's very good. I'm just checking my notes that they gave on something. This is important to the owners to have extra playoff teams because I think it gives teams that don't spend a whole lot of money most of the time a better chance to get into the playoffs. All of these issues are about money, but we are told that the luxury tax issue is the thorniest one. Well, if I'm an owner and somebody comes to me and says, you can have two extra teams in the playoffs, but you got to give on this other thing, I've got to seriously think about giving on this other thing. I was surprised, for example, to find out that four teams were against even the minimum of 220 that the other owners wanted. And that was the Tigers, the Reds, the Diamondbacks, the Angels. I was particularly surprised about the Angels because they spend a lot of money. The other three don't. But Manfred only needs 23 out of 30, Mike. 23 out of 30 to make a deal. So if he loses four, it's no big deal. It reminds me of what Billy Martin used to say when he managed. There are 25 guys on a team. My goal is to keep the three who hate me away from the three who are undecided.
Right. I remember that. Yeah, I remember right? that. That was such a great dynamic. You've said this for two weeks. It doesn't even seem like when we're talking about the hundreds of millions of dollars and ultimately billions of dollars that these two sides can't get a middle ground between 220 and 238. Are you kidding me? They hate each other right. that much, which is what Jeff Passan reminded us. We've already known this. You and I covered these things, including labor negotiations in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, for God's sake, and they hated each other. But, Tone, this seems like it could be easily bridged, yet it remains yes. the biggest obstacle. Well, I don't get it.
Again, labor negotiations are based on making a deal where both sides feel pain. If yeah. the players give on one thing, the owners have to give on another, and then you get baseball and you get it by April 15th. We move on. Wilbon, we had Mike Krzyzewski on the show yesterday, and he was terrific. But you and I haven't really talked about his last game at Cameron, which is tomorrow, or his last year. He's got the fourth-ranked team in the country. Maybe that's been overshadowed by him leaving, but they're good. How important do you think it is for Coach K to go out with a title?
To me, as somebody who's followed some of his career, reporting, covering the ACC for the Washington Post, and as a person who has followed him as a Chicagoan and somebody I'm going to say I actually admire and look up to Mike Krzyzewski. No. No. It's like asking me if Bill Belichick needs another title or, you know, Michael Jordan or LeBron James. No. No, no. They don't need another title. Would they want one? Do they stalk it? Is that what they're about at this point? Yes. And Mike Krzyzewski's got to be about a lot of other things because it's the college ranks and not the pros, although he's worked with players from both. No. No, I just want to see the game. I just want to celebrate Mike Krzyzewski, Tony. I mean, yeah. if he goes out with a title, it would be like John Wooden in 1975. With Marcus Johnson and Ralph Drolinger and Dave Myers yeah. and those, you know, it was an ensemble cast. It didn't have a player like Kareem or Walton. But no, he doesn't need anything but a hug. It's Mike yeah. Krzyzewski.
He doesn't need it. He's got five. He doesn't need yeah. it. So I don't think important is the right word, but it would be when he's already announced, unlike John Elway and Peyton Manning who left after they won a Super Bowl, they didn't announce it before that it was their last game. For Mike to have announced this, for him to go out with a win would be the cherry on top. It would be great. Now, I'll point something out, Mike. We've had a lot of guys on this show, a lot of coaches over a lot of years. Coaches don't like to tell you how good their teams are. They don't like to jinx it. I can recall many times, for example, with John Calipari and Rick Pitino, when they had great teams that would go on to win. And you ask them, how good is your team? And they go, yeah, we're pretty good. Jim Boeheim was on this show 1,000 times at the beginning of the NCAAs, and only once, when he had Carmelo, did he yeah. say to us, we're pretty
good.
You got
that one right.
We're pretty good. We're pretty good is a meaningful statement. I yeah. think Mike Krzyzewski thinks his team is pretty good, which means I think Mike Krzyzewski thinks his team can win. And
oh, yeah.
I know yeah. that you and I are going to root for him. You know, and plus my daughter-in-law is a Dookie, so I'm going to root for him. I'm going to root for him. I am.
Somebody in my house is a Dookie as well, as you know.
Yeah.
Tony, he's got a team where there's like four or five kids who seem like they're always being talked about as somebody who's going to be a lottery pick, anywhere from one, you know, to somewhere in the lottery. And when you got that many, look, it's not easy because they're always freshmen now. Maybe you get a sophomore in there. And you can lose because it's a single elimination. But he's got the talent. The question is, does he like them? And he seems to really like the way they play and interact and the chemistry they have. And it'd be a tremendous story if he was to go out. Because, again, you know, I was a kid. John Wooden went out that way. I mean, I was a teenager, and I just remember seeing that and thinking, wow, this is incredible. And there's only one name to me on the college basketball marquee ahead of Mike Krzyzewski. John Wooden. You got anybody else ahead of Coach K? Because I don't.
I got him on the same line, Mike. Let's take a break.
Okay.
Coming up, the Nets get Kevin Durant back, but still lose.
And the Pelicans are hot. So what does that mean for that dookie named Zion?
Yeah. Unless they're playing Binghamton, which they did once and won by about 80, I'm going to root for Duke.
He beat Binghamton once he played you guys?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're heading down the home stretch of the NBA regular season, which makes it a perfect time to welcome back our great friend, ESPN's Brian Windhorst. Brian, let's start with this. Kevin Durant returned last night, but as you know, the Nets still lost to the Heat. Where's Ben Simmons? And how concerned are the Nets about Ben Simmons?
Good luck getting a straight answer from them, because I just don't think that they're presenting the 100% accuracy to the public, which has been the case for a while. Some of it's to protect Ben, I'm sure. You know, I was with the Nets last weekend. They got a big win in Milwaukee, and there was kind of all this excitement because they thought there was going to be a change to the rules in New York with Kyrie's vaccine status, and they were hoping to get Ben Simmons back soon, and they did make the change in New York, and Kyrie didn't get in under the new rules. And now Ben Simmons is week to week. And so he's not going to play next week and probably not the week after. And if there's no setbacks, maybe the week after that. And so, look, I think Kevin Durant will be great because he's been great throughout his career coming back from injuries. He came back from the same injury back in 2017 and was the MVP of the finals. But when I look at the Eastern Conference and I look at how good Milwaukee and Chicago and Miami and Philadelphia are, to sell to me that with Kyrie halftime and with Ben Simmons being rushed in at the last week of the two of the season, that they're going to be able to get their act together to legitimately contend for this title, I mean, I wouldn't rule it out, and that's out of respect to Durant, but how can you possibly expect them to put it together?
Amen to that, Brian. I don't expect them to put it together at all. Let's move out here to L.A. About a couple of hundred yards from where I'm sitting, the Lakers were crushed, as you know, by the Clippers. Frank Vogel says the team has discussed bringing Russell Westbrook off the bench. I've been screaming for that since October. Why is it taking so long to at least try to play him with a second unit and change that dynamic potentially?
Well, Michael, they've been discussing it for a long time. There might have been people within the team discussing it when they made the trade last summer. This is something that, you know, if you've been watching the Lakers since early in the season, the difficulty in spacing when they have Dwight Howard and Russell Westbrook on the court together, it's just impossible. In the modern NBA, you just can't make it work. But the Lakers traded away their defensive pieces. So when they take their traditional center off the court and Anthony Davis is injured, which has been most of this season, they just can't defend. So Frank Vogel is over there trying to juggle either putting in a lineup that can't defend or putting in a lineup that can't score. And obviously it's not working. And so really it's just smoke and mirrors to get to the end of the season. They're just here so they don't get fined, if you want the honest answer. Now look, they have no incentive to shut down. Number one, LeBron is chasing the scoring record. And if he can't play for the championship, he will chase the scoring record because that is meaningful to him. And I suspect in the coming weeks, with no championship to play for, you will hear more and more from LeBron about how important the scoring record is to him. He should pass Karl Malone this season to set up next year for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He should get there next year. And they have no draft pick. Under no circumstances can they get their draft pick. By the way, they don't control their draft pick next year or the year after. So this team is basically in for a penny, in for a pound, whatever old saying you want to put on it, because it doesn't make any sense for them to shut down. And in the reality, Anthony Davis is out there. And if he comes back in 3 weeks and they eke into the play-in game, there is a possibility that exists in the ether that they could catch some sort of fire because they've got two top 15 players. So they will continue to play. But you can tell by the way LeBron is playing, by the way Frank Vogel is coaching, and by the way everybody is operating there, that they're kind of just playing out the string.
We get you out of here on this. The New Orleans Pelicans have breezed in their last three games. They look like a different team with C.J. McCollum, which leads us to where are things going with Zion Williamson on that team?
Yeah, don't expect to see Zion this year. If he comes back, it'll be a surprise. I think right now, in all honesty, the Pelicans have to just do whatever they can to make sure Zion is healthy for the start of next year. But when you look at New Orleans, it's an example of the length of the NBA season and the resiliency that you can have. The same reason I say the Lakers shouldn't quit, because you never know what might happen. Look at this team. Willie Green, their coach, has been a terrific leader. When they were 1-13, and now that they've been one of the best teams in the league for the last 6 weeks, he's been the same guy. The trade that David Griffin made for C.J. McCollum, they would never get a free agent of the level of C.J. McCollum in New Orleans. That was like a free agent maneuver. And Brandon Ingram has continued to be a strong player. So, look, I'm not saying they're close to a championship, but for them to be this competitive is an indication of things going well in that organization and an indication of the ground being fertile for Zion to get healthy and be invested in that franchise. I would say, regardless of what's happened in the past, regardless of what's happened with him and the organization, there is an opportunity for him to come back healthy and really help this team, because he is an all-NBA player when he's healthy. You inject a second-team all-NBA player, which I believe Zion would be if healthy, onto this roster a year from now, you are cooking with gas. So if the ball is really in his court, because I know the Pelicans want him back in the fold. You know, the challenge to him is to do that.
Brian, that was great. I mean, that was just great.
Awesome,
thank you,
Brian. Thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
Have a great weekend, guys. Have a great weekend.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, the Cowboys are reportedly ready to say see ya to Amari Cooper. Does that make sense?
Probably does, Tony. You know, his hands are probably just too small at this point to continue playing. John Rahm is the number one ranked player in the world, so how does he leave a 10-inch putt short?
Brian Windhorst was fabulous. He was just fabulous.
That's right.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 77th birthday, Gary Williams, the Hall of Fame coach and our great friend. Wilbot and I covered Gary's games when he coached at American University. We watched him at BC and Ohio State, and we were back covering when he returned to his alma mater, Maryland, after they went on probation under Bob Wade. Gary righted the ship, and he won the national championship in 2002. His games with Duke were often exhausting and exhilarating. His overall record is 668-380, and his record at Maryland is 461-252, playing in the killer ACC then. As Maryland searches for a new coach, we would both love to see Gary one more time pump his fist, walking onto Gary Williams Court. Sorry about chatter, Gary. Sorry.
Tony, it was so great to sit courtside, especially when Gary led Maryland to the Final Four finally, and then to come back after they had that tough loss to Duke, and then winning the whole thing by going through Indiana and Kansas and I think Kentucky. And you guys, it was just, yes, we root for him. Were we too close to him? Probably. Too bad. We loved him then. We love him now. Happy birthday.
Happy anniversary, Jacksonville Dolphins. On this day 52 years ago, the little-known school that was not even in a conference became the first college team to average 100 points a game. Coach Joe Williams put together a squad with seven-footers Artis Gilmore and Pembroke Burroughs III and guard Rex Morgan. They finished the season 23-1 and they were sixth seed. Skeptics said their record was padded against bad teams. So Jacksonville went out and beat Western Kentucky, Big Ten champ Iowa, and the legendary University of Kentucky and put 100-plus on each of them. Then they beat St. Bonaventure in the Final Four, but lost to UCLA in the final, a true Cinderella run.
Tony, I was 11 years old. That's the first NCAA Final Four team not involving UCLA that I can really remember. And then for Artis Gilmore to come later when the ABA folded into the NBA and play for the Bulls, that was thrilling. Was Bob Lanier on that St. Bonaventure's team? Am I remembering that? Is that
he correct? Missed that game. He missed that game. That may be why they lost the game.
Wow.
He missed that one.
Okay.
Happy trails to a 10-inch putt for John Rahm. This is impossible, right? The number one ranked player in the world was short on a 10-inch putt on the seventh hole yesterday at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. How can be 5 inches short on a 10-inch putt? Quote, it just didn't feel good in my hands and I tried to stop and I didn't, unquote, Rahm said, adding, quote, it sucks to give away a shot like that, unquote. In all the rounds I've ever played, I've never seen anyone putt a 10-inch putt. You pick up a 10-inch putt, it's good. Wilbon, you wouldn't make anybody putt that, would you? Because I'd throw a club at you if you did.
And I would deserve to have the club throw me. You know what happened? I'm surprised we don't have a breaking news headline for this. Rahm's hands, they measured them later. It's just too small. His hands are too small on the club. That's what happened. If he had bigger hands, measure.
Tremendous.
Yeah, 9 3/4.
Combine reference. Wilbon paying attention to the combine, boys and girls.
Uh-huh.
Everybody drink. Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
The Cowboys are reportedly likely to cut Amari Cooper, who's due $20 million on March 20th. Does that make sense to you?
Of course it does. What a lie at first. 5 years, $100 million contract. No, it's the NFL. Stop. The Bengals special teams coordinator tells The Athletic the kicker Evan McPherson watching the Super Bowl halftime show from the sideline is a sore subject. Should it be?
Please stop. He's a kicker. You didn't need him in the room with the position players, and he's a great kicker. Victor Oladipo is expected to make his first start for the Heat on Monday against the Rockets.
Good.
Is that significant?
The rich get richer and deeper. Good luck to Oladipo. I love him. Number 14, Arkansas, at number 13, Tennessee tomorrow. Who you got?
Tennessee's unbeaten at home, and I'm still taking Arkansas. Last one, Bucks at Bulls tonight. Who you got?
The Bulls need a win badly. Bulls at home beat the champs tonight.
We're out of time. We will try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. You can see Greeny, Stephen A., Jalen, and me duke it out on Countdown at 7 Eastern. And now, here's SportsCenter.
Dan Tate, rest in peace. He was our great friend at Columbia, Mike.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.